T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man.
Our buddies, the Old Number Fives, they actually have a new album coming out like in the next week or
oh,
so.
Oh, nice. So all right. Is this going to be on it?
I would hope so. I would hope that'd be the headliner track. That's Hey Matt for the Royal Skipper. Brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, that's CenturyRoofingKC.com.
And I think we got to start it off with, is Vinny's groin sore after that stretch over there at first base?
That
I don't know
watching.
That I don't know that I've ever seen, like, you talk about some of the great first basemen of all time, anybody do that kind of stretch maneuver that Vinny had yesterday.
Man, there were two great plays there, weren't there? I mean,
yeah.
the one from the throw from Bobby, that was a really good stretch. And then the, you know, that the play to start the ninth from both Massey recovering, you know, when he kind of fumbled it or it got underneath him, and then Vinny picking it too. Those were two obviously huge plays in the game, but really athletic plays as well.
Did we know that Vinny was this athletic, if you will,
flexible
and like I he's impressing me with his glove. I'm having wow moments with him over there at first base. I guess, you know, I thought he'd be more like a Mike Sweeney type of guy at first base, have a real good bat and you know, been kind of an average fielder, but my God, Vinny is showing that he can really play first base.
Well, the one thing you got to give him credit for, he puts in a ton of work. I mean, he came in, well, it goes back to the off season, but also all spring. He's been hungry for more work. He and Jose spend a ton of time together. He and Vance spend a ton of time together. So they're doing a lot. I mean, he's taking a lot of pride in it. And when you, as you know, you put a lot of work into something, you're going to improve at it. And he's doing well. Now, I don't think last year we got to see, you know, his full capabilities in the brief amount of time he played because of the shoulder and just, you know, he's dealing with a lot last year at the beginning of the year. So I think this is probably, you know, the best he's been. And it's, you know, hopefully just the start.
Bobby said at the end of the game with the old pants, he probably would not have been able to do that. So as much as we've complained about the uniforms, maybe they're paying off.
Did he really say that? I didn't hear that.
He did.
Might not have been able to stretch with the old pants.
The old pants.
Yeah.
Well, they had their socks up yesterday, too, so maybe that had something to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you I don't mind these. Like, change it up. Do whatever you got to do. Call it superstitious, what have you. Like, just change a little something. I'm a big buyer in that. Why not? Were you a low sock, high sock guy when you played? Do you even pay attention to yourself now, or do you just throw on your pair of pants?
Well, when I played, it was a rule. We all had to wear them up. That was the thing in the minor leagues when I played, and they've gone away from that since. I mix it up. I still have a pair of the short pants I wear every now and then.
Yeah, you got to go with it's the older I've
gotten. So were you on board yesterday? Did you have that? Did you go back high socks yesterday with the rest of them?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't know they were
going to do
that.
Yeah.
They come out in the dugout. It's a little bit. Disconcerting when you see them come out like that and you're thinking where they think their socks is the reason we lost, you know, three games in a row. So let's just stick to the baseball.
But they won with those socks. Yeah, yeah. And you know how baseball is, Matt. No. You got these superstitions, right?
I know. But I've always thought, like, if our undergarments are the reason we're winning or losing, we have bigger problems. Yeah.
So what was it over those three games? And if it wasn't the Sox, I mean, what was it, just being outmatched by maybe a better team at this point in time? Or what was it?
No, it's probably just the Sox. You're right.
You're right. Exactly. It comes back to the Sox.
Back to Vinny's stretch for like a second, guys, because the stretch of it was great. I thought more about how do you get up from that?
Well, that is the good question. You know what I mean?
Like,
yes, yeah.
Like I could see like falling into that position accidentally. But then it's how
do you get
who's
up?
Who's helping me up was my next reaction.
Well, he's a lot younger than us.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It was impressive. Impressive.
I would have liked to have seen somebody come up and have to
and then
lift him.
About a week ago, in a win that followed along like last night, we saw a glimpse of this team's mentality on the on-field TV interview. Vinny said, was asked a question about bouncing back, and he strongly insisted. He's like, we don't bounce back. We're just a good team. And was real kind of adamant with it, which was kind of cool. Have you seen this kind of attitude on a daily basis? Like, yeah, this is what we do. Don't expect there to be any kind of surprises. We are good.
Well, that's a good belief to have in yourself. You know, I mean, you know, you guys have watched this for a long time. I mean, baseball seasons are the epitome of ups and downs. You know, you're going to go through losing streaks. Teams that win 100 games are going to lose 4, 5, 6 in a row at some point. I mean, that's just the nature of baseball in the big leagues because you're competing against other good teams every night. But to have the mentality that we do turn the page and we come back the next day, whether we win or lose, that's what this team is embracing. And that's what I fully believe in, that whether that's baseball or life. Like you get up the next day and you go on, whether it's good or bad the day before. You need to just embrace that, and some of it's challenging, some of it's when you're going well you have to keep yourself in check at times, but overall what these guys are embracing is just coming in one day after the other and just competing the best they can. You know, some days you're going to get beat and other days you're going to have something go your way, and we just need to be ready to take advantage of opportunities we get.
And you guys did that last night. And that's what I think I like most about that game. I mean, how Guerrero missed that ball, or I don't know what happened at that point in time. They were saying maybe the scoreboard light, that his hand got in the way. Like, I don't know, baseball excuse 101, he dropped it. And then you guys kick the door down, and not only did you tie the game, but you took the lead and you used that error and you said, all right, this is our opportunity. And you didn't pass on that opportunity. I thought that was great last night.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes back before that play. I mean, that's when we scored the runs, but I mean, that Waka was working really hard. I mean, he was battling to keep us in that game. That's a really tough lineup to navigate, and he, you know, came out of there. He had given up one, you know, Stratton comes in with the bases loaded. We get out of there giving up one more run. So the game is completely in reach. It's 2-0, you know, and then the opportunity presents itself and Bobby came through. You know, Michael got the hit to get Bobby to the plate. And, you know, he came through with the big double. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into giving us that opportunity. And, you know, Waka was a big part of that too, but yeah, to take advantage of the error and to do it right away is, you know, really opportunistic.
Are you to the point where I am now? And again, I get a little hyperbolic with this. When Bobby got up to the plate, I'm like, oh, he's definitely getting a base hit. He's breaking this game open. Like, have you gotten to that point where now it's just expected that he's going to deliver?
Well, I certainly feel good when he's up there. You know, if he doesn't come through, it's not like you're disappointed in him as a person. It's like, you know, there's, like we just talked about, excuse me, failure is a part of the game. And, you know, the guy on the other side of the field, in that case last night, led the league in strikeouts last year. You know, he's a seasoned veteran major league pitcher. So it's not just Bobby coming through. You know, he's got to do it against a really good guy on the other side of the field. So I'm excited when it happens. I think it's, you know, great for him. It's great for the team. It's something that we do expect from him, and he expects from himself. But It's not going to happen every time, but I'm sure glad it happened last night.
Matt Cotrera, Royals manager, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals back in action tonight against Toronto. 6:40 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern has your on-deck show tonight at 5:30. Does facing the Blue Jays make you feel old like it does me? Like everybody's kid is playing? Like I see that team and I'm like, oh man, I remember Dad. I feel my age when I see the Jays.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the all-dad team there. I mean, with Barsho and Biggio and Guerrero. Yeah, I mean, their dads could probably still hang in there pretty good with some of the guys in the big league rosters. But it is interesting as a baseball fan, you know, to see the kids of those guys that you watched as a young guy playing in the big leagues. It's very interesting.
It's also interesting to see how the kids are like better than Dad too. I mean, like we're approaching to be better than Dad. Like Bobby's better than his dad. You can tell him I said that. I don't care, right? But
well, I want to motivate. I would say, you're not your dad yet. See, I'd be the other one.
Hey, he's up there, right? He's challenging to be in that category as the next George Brett, if you will, and legitimately can claim that. But you go around that Blue Jays diamond, you're like I love watching Vladimir Guerrero, Biggio, all of these guys when we were younger, and now you're seeing your son. It's like the ultimate I feel old moment, right? Like you start, like, did you have, what was the first moment you had with that where you're like, damn, I'm old. I play with your dad type of thing. Yeah.
You know, that was feeling old started a long time ago for me. But I mean, I don't know. Those guys, you know, Vladdy and Biggio, those guys are Hall of Famers. So
yeah,
I'm not sure their kids still have, you know, some ground to cover there. But they certainly are talented guys. And, you know, who knows what it's like to come up in that environment where that's expected of you, you know, and your dad's one of the best players of all time, you know, and you know, Bichette's dad was an amazing hitter. Mm-hmm. You know, so who knows? I don't, and even Varsho's dad was a good major league player too. You know, I don't know what it would be like to come up in that environment with those expectations, but those guys have handled it extremely well.
Is that a rule for the Blue Jays? Like your dad had to have been a Hall of Famer or close to a Hall of Famer if we're not drafting you?
That would be a tough model to follow long term for a draft.
But it does matter, though, doesn't it, Matt, to have that? Like, look at Patrick Mahomes. His dad, obviously not a Hall of Famer, but he was around that clubhouse. Like, do you see the difference between guys who grew up in the game, so to speak, versus guys who didn't grow up in the game?
Not necessarily, because some guys grew up, you know, their dads were high school coaches or college coaches or, you know, just being around sports is probably something you see a difference in. But then, you know, way more guys in the big leagues have dads that are just normal dads and work regular jobs. You know, I mean, way more of the percentage that way. More attention is given to the guys that, you know, their dads were in the game, but way more often is the opposite. And, you know, I think it's more just how you're raised in life lessons and how you fit into a clubhouse rather than necessarily being in sports.
You going to watch the NFL draft tomorrow? You expect the Chiefs to trade up, and if they don't, will you want to fire their general manager?
I will not want to fire their general manager. That'll be interesting. I mean, I didn't realize until a couple days ago that it's in Detroit, and that's why we have a day game Friday. So,
I was wondering that. Like,
that's right. Day game 12:10 on Friday. Yeah.
So I guess it starts tomorrow night, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting in there when it's. We don't stay downtown, so we probably won't see it tomorrow unless the guys are heading over there somehow. But, I'll be tuned in. It's exciting to see that. And I know it was here last year. We were on the road, but I know it's exciting to follow that.
Yeah, but because I guess the stadium is relatively close to where they're doing I think they're doing the draft downtown. So, yeah, you guys might be in the hubbub. That's kind of cool. I was like, why are they playing a day game on Friday in Detroit? Because I've always maintained, and John Sherman doesn't listen to me on this one, I think 1 o'clock games on Friday are the way to go at home. I love that Wrigley Friday day game experience.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm guessing that started before there were lights in their field.
Maybe.
So that's probably a main reason for that. But yeah, I don't know of any other team that consistently does that.
Right. So I thought maybe Detroit was trying something. Then obviously, the draft is going on. I didn't even think about that. So have fun in Detroit and go get a couple of wins up there and take care of the Blue Jays the rest of the way.
All right. I just want to call you out, though, Bob. 2 weeks ago, you said you were going to do the baseball card thing every week.
Oh, I got it. Hang on.
Yeah. That's good. I got to find the box. That's good recall by you.
Yeah. He didn't do it last week either. So.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right. Let's see.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
You put the box back on the counter.
I know, on the counter.
It's out
here.
Of sight right now.
All right. I've got a 1988 Yankee. Oh, I gave it away. I can't do that. Son of a gun.
The game is pick the team.
Len Sakata. Mm. All right. How about a 1988 Topps Chuck Crim? C-R-I-M.
Oh, boy. Chuck Crim. Oof,
that's a good one. I know the name, but the team, Chuck Crim, we're going to say the Tigers.
No, on this card, he is a member of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
Milwaukee Brewers. All right, here's a here's another one.
I shouldn't have asked you because I got it wrong.
Yeah, here's an 89 Dunruss, Scott May.
No chance.
Yeah, no chance. Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay.
And I'll give. Let's leave you with a Well, that's not an easy one there. Here's an easy one. I think.
Oh boy!
I just saw him on the television. Actually, 1989 Topps Dave Valley.
Mariners.
You got it.
There you go.
See, that's how you leave on a high note, right?
All right. Yep.
All right.
One for three.
There you go. That's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Famer.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Skip.
See you, Matt.
Matt Contrero, the Royals manager, joining us here on 610
Thank you for
Sports
calling
Radio.
Me out. I totally forgot.
Forgot
yeah.
the bit. Brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com.
Here's one for you, Josh. I've got an 88 Dunruss. Ron Robinson.
Ron Robinson.
No, I'm sorry, Fleer, 88 Fleer.
Oh, wow. That is, I knew it before. When you said Donruss, I had it. But you switched to a Fleer card, and boy, yeah. those are wild cards for a Cleveland Indian.
Yeah. No, you're close, though.
Oh, well.
Cincinnati Red.
Oh, okay.
Look at Ron Robinson. He looks like a Ron Robinson, doesn't he?
That pitch for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He's a pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a Cincinnati pitcher of that era.
Right?
They all look the same,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
He had curly hair.
Right, hat on, really high hat.
They all look the same. Yeah.
Terrible pose for a baseball card.
Yeah, yeah.
How about the same 89 Fleer, Gary Lucas?
Gary Lucas. Dodger.
No, close. Angel.
Angel, okay.
Same coast.
I got the same state twice.
You did.
Still 0 for 2.
Still 0 for 2, though.
All right, you want to give me a third one, see if I can become a Hall of Famer?
All right, let's see if you can become a Hall of Famer on this one. You should become a Hall of Famer. I've got an 88 Topps Chet Lemon.
Detroit Tiger.
Yeah.
There we go.
Did you know he played a ton of years with the White Sox before the
Tigers?
I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it was nephew. I had Chet's nephew was in the Cardinal system.
Meadowlark?
When I was doing minor league games. Tim.
Oh.
Tim Lemon. The outfielder.
Oh, I thought he was related to Meadowlark.
Not the great name of Chet, though.
Oh, Chet Lemon was a great name.
Oh, fantastic name.
Yeah.
Fantastic name. So was it the Sox? We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When I die, when I die, and the name.
You pick the music on a Way Back Wednesday. That's how it works. 913-586-7610. Include your name so you get the credit.
Yeah, Tim wanted some Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum.
There you go.
Nicely done. Did you call your dad to figure out how to pronounce that one?
I did not. My dad would not have known how to say that.
Oh, I bet he knows Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah.
Show brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
Name the follow-up for that song. Do you know Norman Greenbaum's second song?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah. How about 89 Tops, Jerry Don Gleaton?
Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. JT Noah producing today. He's very young, and we love him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been tricked a couple times with music today. That's all. Musical names, that is.
And also being called Thanks Coach, too. So there you go.
That's true. You got Thanks Coach, yep. too. All right, what was the card? I'm sorry.
89 Tops, Jerry Don Gleaton.
Oh, I had this card. I know I did.
I'm sure you did. It looks like every other random white guy with a mustache playing baseball in the 80s.
Jerry Don Gleaton.
Yep. Come on. You need to know Jerry Don.
Was he in the NL Central?
No. Not that point in time. I mean, maybe he was at one point.
So Jerry Don.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Don. I know I had this card. I did.
Right. Boy.
I mean, I'm gonna go back with the California Angels.
You're going to go wrong because it was the Royals.
Jerry Don Gleaton was a Royal?
According to this card, Jerry Don Gleaton was a Royal.
Let me see the back of this baseball card here.
Yeah.
Rangers, Mariners, White Sox, Royals.
He was with everybody. Oh. Yeah. Jerry Don was one of those guys that played for everybody.
Yeah. That's pretty bad his card. 0-4. 4-8 all time with the Royals in two seasons.
How about 88 Tops, Thad Bosley?
Thad Bosley. Oh, I had this one.
The hair guy, right?
Yeah. Thad Bosley. I believe there was, if I'm not mistaken, I think Thad Bosley once had one of those mistake cards.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Like the error card?
Yeah.
Not as bad as the Billy Ripken error card, right?
I thought he had an error card, Thad Bosley, but he was an Indian.
He then went
on to play for the Yankees.
You're wrong. He was a Royal.
Oh, he was a Royal too?
Yeah, he was a Royal on that one. Yeah.
They played for the Indians?
Not according to this card.
I'm totally missing.
Angels, White Sox, Brewers, Mariners, Cubs for an extended period of time. Wow. You probably saw him on the WGN when Harry Carey was smashing Budweiser.
I probably had a Thad Bosley Cub card.
You probably did. Isn't Thad Bosley the guy who put the hair back on
Urlacher? I believe so.
Right.
He wasn't just a hitter. He was also a client.
Yeah. 88 Tops, Jim Leland.
What team did I say? He was an Indian?
Indian.
No, he Angels, White Sox, Brewers, Mariners, Cubs, Royals, Angels again, Royals again. He had two stints with the Royals. Rangers to cap his career. Yeah. A long career, Thad Bosley.
All right. 88 Tops, Jim Leland.
A manager card?
Manager card,
wow.
Yeah.
At 88, he was managing.
Mm-hmm. Think about that.
And he looked the same, right? Did he look younger at all?
I'll show you when you guess.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's a layup here. You better get this one.
A layup? Because he was with the Pirates?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. But, yeah, he doesn't really look that much. He still looks old.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nobody in the 80s ever looked young. You know what I'm saying? Go back and watch anything from the 80s. All the women look like they should have been moms, and all the men look like they should have been grandpas back then.
The one that got me last week was when the passing Whitey Herzog. And I thought at the time, old man manager, they said he managed his last game at 58.
Right.
I was like, what?
Yeah, 58.
Goodness. Yeah. That one really hit me. But yeah, there's an old timey look to most of these.
Yeah, they all look old. Well, because they all smoke.
Yeah. Curly hair and mustaches.
A lot of mullets, a lot of curly hair. Yeah. Like, I think Bo Bichette looks cool, right? Like, look at his hair at shortstop. He's got the earring. Like, he looks like he can go out there and flat out have
a
good
time. See, that one screws me up every time because I think he's a Star Wars character.
You do, yeah. Boba Fett, yeah.
He's Boba Fett's nemesis, Bo Bichette.
Right.
So I think of him completely differently.
Right. Okay.
As you know, Bob, I'm an entry level junior varsity tennis coach,
mm-hmm.
but I like to take tips from I like to think I there's a little Andy Reid.
Okay,
I like to think there's maybe some Bill Self.
Are you saying you're a combination Bill Self, Andy Reid?
I'm trying to take little coaching nuggets from from all places.
Is that like the combination football store and grocery store?
Correct.
Football
Correct.
Game into grocery store? Yeah.
So I'm a work in progress. I'm molding the clay.
He's a combination Andy Reid and Bill self.
No, but this is actually something that I've done with our kids. But I was thinking of the Sox thing that the Royals went to the High Sox mm-hmm. yesterday.
It makes a difference.
They're crediting that with the win. And I know Q kind of laughed. He's like, "Oh, you guys say," but I do think there's something to it. Like just changing something up, I think can really change your fortunes. I would do that to the kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, daughter for sure would get kind of, and I'd be like, "Just take your hair down for a second, untie your shoe and retie your shoe, and then get back in there and try to hit or something." I do those tricks all the time. And I always thought that was the work. Like the Sox thing, it may sound ridiculous, but they went from the low Sox to the high Sox and they won a game.
Right.
I think it was the Sox. Great, fine. Do what you gotta do. I don't have a problem with that at all. I think it's great.
I think you're actually onto something though, because my therapist told me one time when you start to go down these pathways of negativity, change your line of thinking.
Yeah.
And he was right about that. You start to get negative, you start to get upset. He goes, "What makes you the happiest?" I go, "My kids." You know, he goes, "Then think about your kids. When you start to have these negative and moments, think about something that puts you in a good mood." It's work. It's hard to do. Yeah. So when you mention that, you know, with your daughter, take down your hair or tie your shoe or change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm on board with that because it does work. When you change that line of thinking and you put yourself in a positive place, good things happen.
So I do that a little bit now. So now when I'm tennis coaching in a meet, you can only talk to the players on changeovers in tennis.
Okay.
Right? So there's limited time.
Can you yell from the crowd and then get ejected?
You could. You could. So that's the only time you talk to them. And so one of the tricks I've done, and I did this just the other day, a couple kids kind of scuffle a little bit, get kind of mad, not playing well. And so I'm like, "Guys, come over here. What do you got for us, coach?" And I looked, and there was a bottle of Gatorade over there.
Oh, you didn't tell them to pick up the Gatorade bottle.
No, I go, "So what flavor did you go with today?" And like, "What do you mean?" And I said, "What Gatorade did you go with today?" And it was like, you know, it's like, "Oh, this is a new watermelon something or other." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that's cool. Is it good?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah." I'm like, "I like the orange. I've always liked orange Gatorade."
Well, because you're old and that was the first one.
I always
liked
the orange Gatorade.
First,
and I know they got these new flavors, but I kind of like the orange.
I like red.
I was just curious which ones you guys went to. All right, mm-hmm. Go back out there. I gave him nothing else. And I'm a firm believer in it works.
Yeah. How'd they do?
I don't remember right after, but I was pretty proud of myself for it. Like, yeah, I just went and had a conversation about Gatorade. It was nothing to do with how they were playing, but they were clearly frustrated, got their mind off it for a moment, and they probably went and relaxed for a moment. And,
right.
You know, man, not a went on to win, but I totally buy it. So you do the sock thing.
You
like
ever point to the hot moms in the crowd?
No. Not looking at moms in the crowd. I'm focused on the game.
Okay.
So I'm a firm believer, like, change the socks, great. It's only crazy if it doesn't, you know, that
yeah,
old...
Yeah, it's only crazy if it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Yeah,
the Budweiser or whatever, whoever had that ad, it's only superstition if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But I fully buy that. So the guy's like, "Hey, we got these high socks, we should probably wear them." And they won. Awesome. I think keep doing that. Keep
right.
doing that stuff. And then the next game you lose, like, "All right, we better roll the pants back down," or, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree. You change that line of thinking, you change your mindset.
I'm all about it. And it may be ridiculous and weird, but That's a factor I think is great. And these guys clearly buy into stuff like that, so it's awesome.
Yeah, you put yourself in kind of like that happy place, or you redirect that energy. I think it's a great strategy. I would have liked to have said, yeah, they went out and won the next match or something like that.
So instead of having the DoorDash guy bring Taco Bell, you have them bring McDonald's. No, they brought McDonald's. I would switch then to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Would be the outcome of that one.
From the 913, you know, it's more important than what the height of the socks they were, that they all got together and wanted to do it
Absolutely.
As a team.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I enjoyed last night's game. It was a comeback. It's a fun game. Like,
yeah,
I love those games that are fun. It was a fun game, right? I love when this team wins watching the handshake line.
Yeah, it's fun. They love each other.
Vinny untucks his shirt, turns his hat backwards. Guys are chest bumping.
Mm-hmm.
Q's kind of waiting for them all. I think that's I love that they're showing that on TV all the time.
You
too. I think it's great.
You have to. Yeah.
I think it's great. But no, I think those things do matter,
mm-hmm.
especially in a team setting where you're like.
I think especially in a baseball setting too, where it's every day.
Yeah, it's every day. Celebrate that win. Have some fun with it. And yes, they look like they're very tight. It's awesome.
And you should be celebrating wins. It's hard to win in Major League Baseball, as we've seen around these parts.
Yes, when the Chiefs win a game and throw on the music in their locker room and everybody's taking those are the best moments. Mm-hmm. Like those are the things the coach can't go, okay, when we win, I'm gonna turn on the stereo and you're all gonna dance.
Right.
That's not gonna work.
No, they're not gonna buy into
that. But if
that
just happens and they're all doing it, like, that's where you go back and go, ha ha, got him.
Right. It's what you want.
And you watch the Royals after a win. It's great.
Yeah, I have no problem with celebrating and enjoying.
It's watching them celebrate. I'm having a ball watching them do that.
Yeah, it's fun. And that's what it's all about right now. This team is winning baseball games. They're having fun doing it. And as Q said, even teams that win 100 games are going to go and lose 5 or 6 or 7 in a row. It happens, right? It's tough to go over the course of a baseball season and not have a losing streak. But you don't want a sustained losing streak. They had a 3-game losing streak. Looked like last night may become 4. They found a way to get out of it. Now you build on that. Win another one today. You got 2 in a row. That's a winning streak.
Mm-hmm. I coach girls softball, and my pitcher is frustrated or mad. I go out and tell her a dad joke. See, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, that's
from the 913. That's perfect.
That's kind of what I did when I was coaching the girls, you know, back in the day. I'd go, you know, talk to the pitcher. I would never talk about pitching. I'd like, what's going on? Yeah. You cool?
Yeah.
How's school?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like this, random stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'd laugh, and then, you know, they'd still throw balls.
You still got the other dad behind home plate yelling, throw strikes.
Yeah, okay, because you yelling throw strikes is going to make it happen.
They weren't
trying to get it over the plate. I didn't know that's what I was supposed to do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that advice. Thank you for that advice. I do like this one coming in from the 913. Thad Bosley was Fonzie's dad.
That's true.
You're done for the day.
That's true.
You can write a note to your office.
Right.
We've given you the rest of the day off.
I've delivered my best work. Unfortunately, it's not for you, employer. It's for 610. Nice job. Nice job by you. The hit rate in the draft.
Not
so great in that opening round. We'll get to that next.
Well, we're living here in Brettfeed's town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brettfeed Town.
Musical interlude.
Living here in Brettfeed Town.
I'm guessing that was requested all over the place.
That must have been this draft time.
You probably can't limit it to one.
Yeah, I can't limit it to one, but it was all over. It was all over.
Yeah. So 913-586-7610. You selected the music today on a Way Back Wednesday, and that's Brett Veachtown by Bob Fesco.
Yeah, that's going to be his claim to fame. He's going to have like 18 Super Bowl rings. He goes, you know, really what it was that song, Brett Veachtown.
Yeah, unlocked it all.
It really did for everybody.
Bring it up. He was really stressed about the draft.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, who are we going to pick? Whatever. And Bob just gave him the song and boom, just
done.
Released
all the stress. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, so, you know, it works. I'm telling you, it works. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I know it's his ringtone.
So drafting.
Do you think like Nagy pops his head in and goes, we're living here in Brettfeed Town?
I would love to get those.
Or
reports.
Andy Reid. Listen, we're living here in Brettfeed Town.
I would love.
Timers.
Yeah. Time when Patrick was not around. I would love if he did that. That'd be if we get reports of that, I'll probably just. That's when you have to go, I'll see myself out.
Yeah.
My work here is done. So drafting is hard.
It is.
This comes from ESPN, one of their content producers. Guy does a lot of research for a bunch of the shows.
So we don't have to.
Paul Hembo gets the credit, which is good. I'm glad that Adam Schefter gave him credit and say sources.
yeah, right. Sources inside ESPN are telling me.
Schefter's pretty good about that. But Paul Hembo calculated the percentage of first-round picks that either hit or miss was based whether or not the player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them.
Mm-hmm.
So not a perfect science here.
What is though?
Even there really isn't.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But just because someone wasn't signed to a second contract doesn't mean they were bad. Sometimes it just can mean we had other financial obligations, or their asking price might have been too high, or we just decided to go in a different direction. It doesn't necessarily mean they were a failure. You know what I mean?
No, like, but sometimes it does.
Sometimes it does.
Yeah.
But went back the past 20 or went to 20 drafts spanning 2000 to 2019. So 20 drafts over that span, dating back a few years now. But the biggest hit rate, that is, played out a contract, signed a second contract with the team, was center.
Mm-hmm.
92% of the centers drafted in the first round went on to sign another contract with the same team.
Right.
A little smaller sample size because there was only 12 drafted in the first round over the 20-year span. Next position was offensive tackle. A lot of offensive tackles get drafted every year.
Sure.
But it dropped from 92% to 59%. Guard was next at 50%, and no other position was over 50% re-signing with their team after their first contract.
Right.
So again, combination of busts, prices get expensive, heading into that second deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's where players cash in, right? The second deal.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But only three positions were 50% or higher, and the rest of them are not very good, including right. wide receiver.
Well, you know, you go to the wide receiver one for a second, because there were some folks earlier texting in saying there's a lot of good first round wide receivers, and a lot of the wide receivers aren't on this list because they went and signed contracts with other teams.
Correct.
That is completely wrong.
Oh, okay. I would be there some. But
so this comes from the Mile High report. Who
so 27% of wide receivers, according to this, 27% of wide receivers that were selected in the first round signed a second contract with their team.
Right.
Since 21 out of 77.
Right.
Not a huge percentage.
So 21 out of the 77. Mm-hmm. Okay. This comes from Mile High report, looking at the exact same thing. How many of the 77 did you say?
21.
19 of the 77 wide receivers taken in the first round this century have or had fewer than 100 career receptions in the NFL. The wide receiver is a boom or bust Oof. Position.
So less than 100 catches.
Yes.
Which would be considered a solid season.
Right.
A good season.
A good season.
Maybe a great season.
Whatever. I mean, in 2002, Ashley Lalay was taken in the first round.
Ashley Lilly of the Denver Broncos. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. I liked him.
David Terrell.
Liked him coming out of the draft.
We liked him coming out of the draft. Yeah. Remember Charles Rogers, what a bust he was.
Well, Detroit's probably got a few of these.
Okay, San Francisco.
They whiffed a lot, remember, in the wide receiver.
San Francisco took Rashawn Woods. He played one game with the 49ers. How about Reggie Williams for Jacksonville? Or Roddy White? Well, he had 10 years.
Yeah, you were doing that on the fly.
Yeah, Matt Jones in Jacksonville.
Yeah, yeah. Like Matt Jones, too. We've been looking for wide receivers for a while, I guess, because I remember some of these guys like, yeah.
In 2007, in the first round, San Diego took somebody named Craig Davis.
Oh, that one I don't remember.
Dwayne Bowe's on that list. He's one of the more successful first-round wide receivers. Yeah. Sylvester Morris is also on this list.
Signed the second contract, right?
Right, Dwayne? Yeah. Let's see who else we got on this list. There's just name after name and name. Jonathan Baldwin is on this list. That's a bust, right?
No second contract. Yeah.
No. Kendall Wright of Tennessee. Michael Floyd of Arizona. He had 102 catches. Justin Blackmon of Jacksonville.
I loved him. Oklahoma State guy. Yeah.
Right. He stunk. So it wasn't the fact that these guys went and got paid. It's the fact that most of these guys stuck. Kevin White in 2015 by Chicago.
Nope.
Laquan Treadwell.
South Carolina.
How about Josh Doctson, Doctson? Or Corey Coleman.
TCU.
Yeah. John Ross.
Corey Coleman, wasn't he with the Chiefs?
I don't know.
After that, I believe.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he's the guy that came in and then he was the one retired.
Oh, maybe. R.J. Howard. R.J. Howard was the 29th pick in 2000. Slimo was the 21st pick
in 2000. Don't scare me out of wide receiver, Bob. We're taking a wide receiver Thursday night.
Peter Warrick.
Yeah, Florida State.
Freddie Mitchell.
Adam.
I said Rod Gardner, right? David Terrell. Like, I mean, so what we're getting at here is you're either going to hit a home run with the wide receiver or you're going to fail miserably in the first round as a wide receiver. And again, it's not because these guys went off and signed bigger contracts. 19 of the 77 wide receivers drafted in that time span from 2000 to 2019 have or had fewer than 100 career receptions in the NFL.
Wow. That's a not good hit rate.
No.
So, Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, a couple of stalwarts when it comes to the NFL draft, right? Todd McShay just aired some dirty laundry on Mel Kiper.
Yes, he did.
He was on Barstool podcast, and the now former ESPN analyst Todd McShay says, "You know what? That Mel Kiper guy doesn't own a cell phone."
You can tell me if this is wrong or a little off. Mel Kiper doesn't own a cell phone and he has 5 house phones?
Yes. So let's pull this up. You ready?
What?
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different numbers for Mel. And if I want to text, I was just texting the other. If I want to get through to Mel, look at all these texts. Right?
What are they?
It's to Kim. It's to Kim.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's to his wife.
And Kim writes back, hey, Todd, how are you? Yeah, I'll ask him. I'm sure he'll get back to you today. I'm like, all right, great. So, like, I've got to work through, and I always bust him on that. And the problem is you call the house, and Kim will pick up, and like, hey, and I'll talk to Kim for, like, 10 minutes before I even get to Mel. And then Mel will pick up from a different landline, right? It's not like a cell phone at home. It's like back in like the 80s where it's like you hear another phone. Hey, Todd, how are you? What's going on? You know,
yeah.
It's definitely a throwback to my childhood. I don't even know if it was.
House phones for
you
sure.
You got landlines and all that?
Yeah
landlines. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, like I just picture Kiper like pacing with the cord getting stuck around him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? And it's just, it's crazy to have no cell phone but 5 landlines.
So Mel Kiper's done his own thing. No one is going to change Mel Kiper. You want me to get a cell phone?
Nah. I'm not going to get a cell phone. But what's the point?
I got a landline. I will do all my work on the landline. And you want to text somebody? Text my wife. She'll give me the message.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
But what's the point of having 5 landlines? Well, not in the house, you're not in the house.
Well, I suppose if he's working, then he doesn't have to worry about call waiting.
I guess. I don't know,
If someone's trying to get a hold of Mel Kiper for some draft information.
Right.
He's got various lines. Probably got one on a fax, too, right?
Oh, he's got the fax line. Yeah, no question. I you know what? And I don't mind it.
He's a dinosaur, and I love it.
Is it a dinosaur, or is it actually just being smart and not being able to be contacted all the time?
Which is perfect, too.
Maybe that's why he's no good at picking the mock drafts, because then, you know, he's not getting any information.
And then his wife serves as the catch-all.
Yeah.
She's a saint here, probably, but...
Oh, can you imagine all the people texting his wife? That's grounds for divorce.
So I love that he is super old school. That's great.
Like, you know all the jackassery that you do with your friends on text message? Imagine your wife having to get all those and read those to you.
Guess what you can't do right now? Get a hold of me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perfect. Good for Mel.
I mean, if my poor wife had to get all my text messages from my friend Paul... And she gets this one. Business idea. Let's have a restaurant named Just Hot Dogs, but we only sell hamburgers. My wife doesn't need to be getting those texts.
Would you want the one I sent yesterday? Alejandro Kirk needs a better slimming color for his catcher's gear.
Yeah, my wife would no interest in that.
No one needs that. No one needs that.
Does my wife need this one from Paul? Does your boss ever come into the studio and tell you, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean?
Yes, actually he does. He's said that before. I think he told that to Cody Gold. They cleaned up the studio.
And then Carrington made it a mess again.
And they
tried to get us to buy him headphones.
We'll settle it all Thursday at the Landing. Everyone will be there. Come on out. Hang out with us tomorrow night at the Landing in Liberty. We'll watch the opening round of the draft together. That's at the Landing in Liberty.
Live from the D.
There you go. There you go. We got it. Missing the show today. We caught up with Matty Q. It was a Way Back Wednesday, so tons of music, all that good stuff. You can find it anytime, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.